our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah!
I have a cold.
You don't have that much of a cold.
I'm making fun now.
You are. You do have a little bit of a cold.
I have a bit of a cold, so I'm a little bit...
You are stuffily.
Stuffy face noise.
But not quite as bad as... you made it sound just
but
there.
But I just got a Kozilek.
You got a Kozilek?
Read what he does.
Kozilek, Butcher of Truth.
He's butchering the
when
truth.
When you cast Kozilek, Butcher of Truth, draw 4 cards. Annihilator 4, so whenever he attacks, the defending player sacrifices 4 permanents. When Kozilek is put into a graveyard from anywhere, its owner shuffles his or her graveyard into his or her library.
Yeah. You didn't read his how big he is.
Oh, he's a 12-12 for 10 mana.
So that's pretty...
He's big.
He's pretty good.
It's kind of par for the course at this point, though, isn't
he's
it?
He's my favorite. When he came out, he was nuts. He was the first card they revealed from the set, too.
Yeah. Because
I remember, it showed up on the page, and he's like, I'm Eldrazi, and I'm real big. And I was like, oh, this is the best card.
Yeah.
10 mana, draw 4 cards, get a 12-12.
I remember that too. You were way into it.
We're doing a...
Let's return to the scene, said Shadow. Shadow and Roger Ragtop. Oh, he's a new one. I don't remember Roger Ragtop.
Ragtop.
Drove to the deserted storage house. They walked down one of the many halls on the third floor and stopped in front of the 9th door on the left-hand side. The area had been cordoned off with police tape. Shadow removed the tape and pulled the door open. They entered the room and Roger retold his story. Sam Slug swore he was going to kill me when he got out of jail. Last week he was released. He saw me on the street, so I turned and ran to this old storage house. With so many rooms, I didn't think Slug would find me. Then to my horror, I saw the doorknob slowly turn. As the door started to swing toward me, I panicked and started to shoot. I didn't mean to kill him, but rather scare him off. Shadow looked at Ragtop and replied, that story will never hold up. Why not?
So the 9th door?
It's the 9th door on the left-hand side, on the 3rd floor.
Of what building?
The deserted storage house.
A storage house?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm guessing it has something to do with the door not swinging toward him, maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
No, we're fine.
Are we good?
Yeah, this sounds fine. It's just.
Could you all hear us?
If you can't hear us, tell us.
We're sorry if you can't hear us. It looks like we're a little quiet today. I don't really know what's going on. Did you accidentally change one of the settings?
I didn't touch any settings.
Set to 1. Wasn't it supposed to be set to 2?
I don't know.
Well,
I didn't mess with it.
If you can't hear us, it's Adam's fault. So anyway, 9th door on the left-hand side of the 3rd floor. Oh, yep, that's what it is.
What is it?
Shadow removed the tape and pulled the door open.
Okay.
And then later, he said, as the door started to swing toward me, I panicked and started to shoot.
Oh.
Because the door didn't open that direction. It opened the other direction.
So the 9th door on the 3rd floor is a red herring.
Yep, red herring.
Red herring.
Red herring.
Bullshit.
We got it.
I'm Tiny Rick.
Oh, that's all numbersy. Too many speeds and stuff. Oh, here's one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anna Graham swerved.
Ugh. Yeah, I know. Just go with it.
Swerved as she skidded over.
You know what? Someone's named that.
I know. And her parents.
They thought they were so clever.
They're so jerks. Someone's named Justin
real,
Case somewhere.
They were real happy with themselves.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna give her a middle name of Susan in case she hates Anna. It could be Sue Graham. Might be better somehow. All right. Anna Graham swerved as she skidded over the broken glass, blowing two of her tires. She stopped the car, and suddenly her door was yanked open and a masked man demanded her cash. After taking her money, he ran off into the woods. Seeing a gas station in the distance, Anna began to walk. She arrived to find Clyde fast asleep in his chair. She woke him and said, "Excuse me, mister, but I've just been robbed and I have a couple of flat tires. Can you help me?" Clyde yawned and replied, "Lady, I just sell gas, but my brother Jep owns a service station just up the way." He got up and shuffled to the phone, returning moments later to say Jep was on his way with a new tire. They arrived at her car just as Jep was installing the new tire Clyde had requested. Anna paid Jep with her credit card and drove to the police station to have someone arrested for robbery. Who?
Somebody, can I read it?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the two of them, right?
Because two of her tires got blown out.
I would say it's probably Jep. Because, like, if he was driving the same direction, he would have also hit the glass, right? But he knew about it, so he didn't hit the glass. That's my best guess. I don't have a good one on this one.
But why was it only one new tire when she blew out two of them?
What? Let me see. That I don't know. That might just be a typo.
She says she blew out two tires and... Yeah, it's not a typo.
I know. Oh, you never know. Dude, you're right. Why do they only install one tire? It says tire multiple times.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
Anna Graham.
He just side-eyed the microphone, which doesn't work on a podcast.
As she skidded over the broken glass, blowing two of her tires. She stopped the car and suddenly the door was yanked open and a masked man demanded her cash. After taking her money, he ran off into the woods. Okay, so it would be the guy that took the money. She called for robbery.
Let me see.
Because someone like,
let me see again here. I don't know why I only brought one. So you think it's the guy that she called?
I mean, it says that she got robberied.
You think it's Jep or Clyde?
Probably Jep.
You think it's Jep?
Yeah.
She paid Jep with her credit card.
Okay.
All right, let's find out.
I don't know.
Clyde. That's dumb. Without seeing the car, he would not have known the size of the tire to order. I guess it didn't say in here that she mentioned what size the tire was.
All right, that's bullshit. I'm done.
Total bullshit. Yeah.
I'm done.
That's fine, because that one's a mathy one.
Mind trap, you Canadian bastards.
Hold on. Real short one.
All right.
Which number is next in this series?
7.
Not one of the options.
Oh.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
15.
That's not the next option. It's 14, 1, 17, or 12.
3. Hold on, let me see the numbers.
Yeah, go for it. Look at the numbers.
10, 4, 3, 11, 15.
I have no idea. I could take a wild guess, but I think it'd take me a lot longer than we have on the podcast to figure this out. Do you hear about that girl who aced the IQ test? You're not supposed to ace an IQ test. Like, I didn't even know that was possible. She took the Mensa IQ test and she aced it. She's like a girl in Britain.
Yeah.
She's the smartest person
too.
In the world. You didn't ace it.
I did too.
You passed it.
I did too.
You passed it to get into Mensa, but you didn't ace it.
Which number is next? 15.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You just want to guess so we can look at the back and move on with the podcast?
No.
Okay, well, can I look at the back then so I can move on with the podcast? Oh, you looked anyway. He looked anyway. What is it?
It's 14.
Oh, my God, I hate you. Oh, for fuck's sake. 14. Yeah. When spelled out, each number in the series is longer than the previous number by one letter. Yeah, all right.
Bullshit.
All right. I'm done with that today.
Yeah, I was done with the last one.
I'm really done now. So before we start the podcast, What do you say when someone coughs? Not bless you.
Then you say, would you like a glass of water?
You say, excuse you.
Excuse me.
No, you say, excuse you.
All right.
So I pulled up this list of the 18 best sandwiches. Definitive ranking of iconic sandwiches by taste. We're going to skim through these real quick. I'm just going to have you tell me whether you hate them or like them. Ready? Classic ham and cheese.
Just sandwich? Just like
just ham, sandwich.
Ham and cheese. What kind of bread?
It doesn't say. Just ham and cheese.
Is it melted?
It's just ham and cheese. It's ham and cheese.
No.
No, you don't like it?
Yeah, but no. You just melt it. Make a hot ham and cheese.
Tuna salad.
Okay.
You're all right with it?
I'm okay. I wouldn't want it on a sandwich, though.
Yeah. Muffaletta.
I don't know what that is.
It is mozzarella, provolone, pork, the mortadella, salami, ham, and olive tapenade. You don't like olives, so.
No.
I think you're going to be a no on that one. Sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
Is that a sandwich? I guess it is.
I need to get some water. Give me a second.
Okay. I'm going to call bullshit on this next one that somehow ranks above a Sloppy Joe. And the next one on the list, above Sloppy Joe, mind you, above Sloppy Joe is chickpea salad. Have you ever heard of chickpea salad?
Is that just a hummus sandwich?
No, it's like whole chickpeas.
That's bullshit.
It looks like chicken salad, only they made chickpeas instead.
Chickpea salad?
Gross. Meatball sub.
Okay, yeah.
Fluffernutter.
Sure.
French dip. That's not what a French dip looks like. This is like just two pieces of toast with roast beef piled onto it. People don't know what a French dip is.
They don't know Philippe the Original French dip.
What?
Philippe the Original?
I don't know what that means.
It's the guy, Philippe, who made the French dip. He has a place in Los Angeles called Philippe the Original, and they have French dips.
I feel like he didn't make it.
No, it's the original French dip.
I don't think he made the French dip.
His name's Philippe.
Oh,
who else would do it?
You're right.
Who else would make it?
Classic club. Club sandwich.
Boring.
Boring. PB&J.
Oh, that's way
that's listener
way too low.
Feedback tells me that should be number one.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly, highest ranking sponsor so far.
Yeah, so far.
Cuban?
Yeah. Oh,
You're a fan of a Cuban. That's number eight, by the way.
Okay.
We're number eight.
All right.
Seven, Philly cheesesteak.
Not as good as a Cuban.
Yeah,
still good.
I have to
Even though it's
you.
Like the hometown sandwich.
Yeah, it's Cuban's better. The Elvis.
I don't. Oh, is that like
peanut
bacon,
butter? Bacon, banana, and peanut butter.
Yeah.
No. You can't eat that.
It's not very good.
You can't eat that. That's
you can.
Not good at all.
It's just not very
now,
good.
Now, peanut butter and banana just together, I'm four. But you throw
peanut
bacon
butter,
in
peanut
there.
Peanut butter and bacon is
and that's
good.
That's weird.
But bacon and banana doesn't fit.
Yeah, that doesn't work at all. BLT. Boring. Blatt.
That's,
it's a BLT with avocado.
That's double
How
boring.
Is that number four? Who's writing these?
They don't even know. They've never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, obviously.
Fluffatella.
Fluffernutter. Fluff and
Fluff
Nutella.
Fluff and Nutella.
You know what? I'm not opposed to
that. Sounds like dessert, though, not a sandwich. Like a Fluffernutter, you can still argue the savoriness a little bit of peanut butter.
Is Fluffatella, like, made by using pound cake as the bread?
No, it's just bread as the bread. The sponsor of the list is
bread
companies.
White
so,
bread.
Yeah, it's like three bread companies. Reuben.
Okay, I like Reuben.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Number one, grilled cheese. I disagree. I don't agree with this.
Grilled cheese, like hot ham and cheese, is better than grilled cheese.
No.
Even though grilled cheese is good.
Hot ham and cheese is disgusting. That was one of my least favorite school meals. You know,
well,
I
that's because
like,
you're getting it from school.
Yeah, no, but it was the grilled, like I wouldn't even eat it.
Yeah, because it's gross from
school.
Yeah,
it's disgusting. Hot ham and cheese just sounded like I want to throw up.
Yeah, it smelled like throw up, but it tasted like amazing.
It didn't taste amazing. It tasted
Speaking
disgusting.
Speaking of smelling like throw up.
Have we ever done top three? Oh, no. So, yeah, we'll get back to that. Yeah, speaking of smelling like throw up, we gave away our durian candy last night.
Yay.
To someone who likes it. Likes it. Adam. Other Adam. You like
yeah,
it.
He likes it.
What the hell?
Some people like to eat dirty gym socks.
Well, I knew that there was a population in the world who claimed that it tasted good. But I thought they were just all lying.
I think everybody has to taste durian, and then some people decide that they like it, and some people decide that they don't like it.
Yeah. It's a little more divisive. I think it's a little more divisive than broccoli.
Yeah.
Because kids are like, broccoli. But most adults are like, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I fucking love broccoli.
Yeah.
But most adults are not like, I fucking love durian.
Yeah, there's...
I think, and adults alike.
I wonder what the percentage of people that have eaten durian. Like,
I feel like it must be some sort of like genetic taste bud variation. Because
like Andrew Zimmern, the guy who eats every food.
Yeah, he eats all the gross foods.
And he will not touch a durian.
He won't touch it. He knows if you've put it in his food and he gets mad at you for it.
Yeah, he gets mad.
I don't know. I think it's got to be a genetic thing, like a different, like a variation in how your taste buds taste stuff.
Yeah, it's like some people don't like Brussels sprouts at all.
Yeah, or like as you get older, right, your bitter, like, taste buds die down. Like, so when you're a kid, you don't like a lot of green vegetables and stuff and like coffee because your bitter taste buds kick in too much and it's just gross. But as you get older, those bitter ones die down and then you're fine with asparagus or coffee.
So at work, at my new job.
Your new job as a locksmith.
I'm a locksmith now.
Did you, I think we need to talk about this because this wasn't the case the last time we did the podcast.
What?
You hadn't even interviewed for this job yet the last time we did the podcast. No. Announcement, Adam quit his job where we worked before. I still work there. And now he has a job as a locksmith.
I'm a locksmith now.
You interviewed on a Wednesday and you have a job on Monday.
I got hired on Wednesday and he said he wanted me to start on Monday, so I did. That's
pretty sweet. So now you're a locksmith and you said that they think you're good at it?
Yeah, he said I'm good at it. They gave me a lock and they said, pick this lock. And I took the tool and I went poop and it popped.
It just popped? Were you just like guessing or did you like feel it? No,
I can't talk about it. It's a trade secret. No! The code of ethics is you can't talk about how you do it.
Okay, but I can find videos online. Yeah. I didn't ask about how you did it. My question was, like, when you're doing it, can you feel that it's going correctly?
Well.
Or is it just kind of a guess and then it works?
It's a secret.
No, you can tell me. That doesn't.
It's just lucky.
It's lucky. All right.
It's like when you're playing, like, Fallout and you just turn it and it breaks. It's just in the right place. It doesn't.
Yeah, that makes sense. Or like Oblivion.
Yeah, it's a lot closer to Oblivion than. Well, I mean, it looks like the Fallout because it's just the lock.
It's just a lock. The right, thing. But the inside is more like Oblivion.
Yeah, because you gotta like poop, 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 poop. You gotta pop them up.
Yeah, man, Oblivion was the worst, but also the best. I really liked the lock picking system in Oblivion.
Real hard.
It was way harder than Skyrim was.
Yeah. Well, Skyrim is the same as Fallout.
Okay, whatever. But
yeah, it's either that you get the front view of the lock, like you actually see it, but Oblivion had like the inside mechanism.
It was such a bitch. You could break so many fucking locks just like clicking it a bunch and getting mad. Well, you could auto try it too, and sometimes it would work, and it's just less frustrating, but always wasting more lockpicks.
But I think no, real lockpicking is more like Oblivion.
Yeah,
where it's like, come on.
Can you break your tools if you fuck up in a real locking situation?
No, that's just for gameplay value.
No, I just didn't know if that was like a thing.
I mean,
I'm sure
you could, but it takes a lot.
Because you can in D&D, you can break your lockpicking tools, so can't use them anymore.
If you roll a one.
I mean, if your DM thinks that that's what should happen.
But
I'm not gonna
do that. Maybe if your DM.
Well, that's the thing though. If it's actually a lock to somewhere you need to get to, you don't want that to happen because then you've broken the lock and they can't get in. And.
Well, no. I mean, you can always just break the door down.
Maybe, because it depends what kind of door. Speaking of which, you guys had D&D last night.
You did.
How was that?
And I didn't even die this time.
I feel like I'm not doing something correctly because I don't think all our players are enjoying it.
I was enjoying it,
but nobody's giving me feedback on what to improve, so I don't. I want to improve, but I don't know.
Yeah, anyone who listens to this podcast who plays D&D with us, give us feedback.
Yeah, tell me what I'm doing wrong, because I want to make this enjoyable, and if you're, like, having a miserable time, that doesn't really help me.
I think that Gully's character is too powerful.
You think Gully's character's Videl is too powerful?
I think that...
Have you learned the other characters' names yet?
I think
yet?
That warlocks are too powerful.
Of course they're too powerful. Why do you think Gully picked it?
Oh, I don't... Does he... Is he, like, a...
From what I hear, a halfling monk is the most powerful thing you can be.
Where do you hear that?
The Pathfinder game I played at Saturday. One of the people playing was like, halfling monk's the most powerful thing you can be. In 5th edition. Started to explain why, and I just tuned it out, so.
Because they're lucky.
Because you get like halfling benefits, but then monks can like shapeshift or something that I don't understand. I don't know.
I thought a druid shapeshifts.
Oh, maybe it's druid. Oh, it could be druid. That's the thing. Halfling druid. See, I don't
know
anything.
I'm not trying to be the most powerful thing. I'm trying to be flavorful.
You're trying to have fun.
Yeah.
You're not really flavorful either. You're just kind of hitting shit.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a little bit.
Well, our next encounter, our next session, we've been getting through it at about a chapter a session right now. I don't know if that's going to slow down or not. If it doesn't, we're done in 2 months, but...
There's another book after that.
There's another book after that. But The next session is going to be more talky talk. Cool. You guys ran into a real creepy monster called a roper.
He wanted to eat
If you are not familiar with a roper, Google D&D roper. Like the word rope with an R at the end. It looks like an Eldrazi. It looks like a stalagmite, except horrifying.
It looks like a Lovecraft stalagmite.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It really likes food.
Oh, speaking of food.
Speaking of food, also our top three is food related. I don't think we've done this one before. Have we done top three school lunches?
No.
No, but I want to do that.
Bread tangle of pizza.
Is that number three?
Yeah.
Number three is bread tangle. Do you have two to go above it?
Yes.
Okay. My number three is... I have to think about this now. I got two in my brain of what...
I know my number
one. Oh! Ooh, I know my number one, too. Number three, I'm going to go with Italian Dunkers. The most bullshit meal that there is.
Yeah, we never had that.
It's French bread slices with like a half a slice of cheese melted on top of either one and meat sauce to dip it in. That's the whole meal. And then they'd give you like broccoli or something off the side. And you get a little
chocolate milk.
Well, I mean chocolate if you want chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate milk.
Yeah, no, I never got chocolate milk.
Who did I
get chocolate milk sometimes, but a lot of times I just got blue milk and then pink milk.
They have blue milk?
No, blue is 2%. Pink is skim. Those were the options that they had. You get one cup of milk.
I'm not sure what you meant by that question.
Oh, what did you hear?
Shut up, Alexa.
Please, let's find out. Hold on. I have the app. Let me find out what you just heard.
Alexa likes to hear things when we talk sometimes.
Yeah, my sister told me that she finds it hilarious when she hears stuff while we're just seeing... Oh, you said her name this time.
She's listening. So
she's... All right. What do we got? She heard... Who is 2% thinketh him that it that's it off? She heard... Actually, here's the words that she heard. Alexa, God of blue milk and then pink milk in blue milk, know who is 2% thinketh him, that's it off. Her new name is Alexa, God of blue milk.
Alexa,
and then
God of
pink milk.
God of blue milk.
In
and...
blue milk.
God of blue milk.
And no, then... who is 2% thinketh him, that's it off.
Let me read it.
I'm going to tweet it, so go for it. I'm going to tweet it from the podcast. So all of you listening to the podcast,
and then pink milk and blue
if
milk.
If you follow the podcast, you will get this tweet a day before it makes any sense to you. And then you'll listen to it tomorrow and you'll be like, oh, that's what that was. I thought you guys were gonna just
make,
going
I'm
going to
make a magic card
hacked.
Called Alexa God of Blue God Milk. Oh, and God, then pink do. Milk.
In blue milk. anyway, so my number three was the thing that I said, Italian Dunkers. Alexa, God of blue milk.
That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah, obviously. All right. What's your number two?
My number two is breakfast at lunch.
Oh, what kind of breakfast at lunch did you guys get? We got like pancakes and rubbery pancakes and sausage.
Yeah. And it was
yours
awesome.
Were good.
No.
You couldn't eat them.
No, they were awesome. They were
like, sometimes I would pick up my food at lunch and I would bounce it for fun.
The thing about pancakes is I love pancakes when they're old, because then you just put jelly on them and eat them like jelly on a pancake.
Yeah, but we didn't get jelly or anything.
Yeah, well, I don't know what kind of school you went to.
The public cheap one.
Or you just wrap it up in a, like a sausage and then you eat it. Breakfast at lunch was my number two.
Yeah, I didn't like the breakfast at lunch at all. Ours was pretty bad.
Sometimes we had French toast. What's your number two?
I'm sorry, I'm finishing my tweet.
It's an important tweet.
Alexa got a blue milk and then pink milk and blue milk. Know who is 2% thinketh him, that's it off. All right. My number two is chicken nuggets and mashed potatoes.
Okay.
But I never got gravy on the mashed potatoes because that's disgusting.
Oh.
So I would say hold the gravy because that's the worst.
Can I do an honorable mention before I do my number one?
Yeah, obviously.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich with cheese wedge.
What? Oh, what? What is this now?
Because peanut butter and jelly isn't enough of a meal. So they had to give like something else for protein.
Okay.
So they put a little wedge of cheese on top of it.
Oh. That's...
A little piece of government cheese right on top.
Food. We never got anything like that.
Yeah.
Our peanut butter and jelly. Our peanut butter sandwiches were always, as I told you last night, with chicken soup. Like they gave
You got chicken soup, but we got cheese wedge.
They gave us like a half a peanut butter sandwich and some chicken soup.
Yeah. They don't mix. They don't. That's not food that is.
It's so good. I dip it all the time. We would also have corn dogs and tortilla chips. And I would get,
Oh, did we run out of peanut butter? Do we have enough?
We have a little peanut butter left.
Alexa, add peanut butter to the shopping list. God of blue milk.
I've added peanut butter bluebell to your shopping list.
Peanut butter bluebell. She does her best, guys. She does her best. No, so they would give us those things together, and I would always get ketchup and mustard and mix them together and dip my chips in it.
That's fancy sauce. Because
I'm a freak.
Fancy sauce.
It's good.
It's called fancy sauce.
Is it called fancy sauce?
No, that's ketchup and mayonnaise. It's fancy sauce.
That's disgusting.
Wow.
Why would you eat that?
Because it's good. It's fancy.
I don't really like mayo. So do you have to use fancy ketchup for that? Is that
well, obviously. I don't think they make non-fancy ketchup.
All right, let's get our number ones in, and we will pause for a commercial break.
Do they make non-fancy ketchup?
Yeah, just Heinz. That's not fancy.
That's fancy.
No, it doesn't say fancy on it though.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Hurry up. We gotta do this. What's your number one?
Oh, my number one is tacos. Taco day.
Obviously. Really? Tacos?
Yeah.
Our tacos weren't great, I feel
Yeah,
like.
Well, that was the first time I had tacos.
And
the
oh, only time that's I had right. Tacos you didn't really know what tacos were for some weird reason. Didn't know what and tacos now was. Your hometown is like primarily Hispanic.
I don't
Which
I
mean, is a weird twist
a Taco
of events.
Bell there.
No, I'm sure they have like taquerias and like local Mexican places that you can go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We might get shot too, because people get shot a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of shooting. We're never moving there.
Yeah. I just see that the people get shot all the time.
My number one is spaghetti, because we had the best spaghetti. The spaghetti sauce was amazing.
Our spaghetti was not any good.
Oh my god, it was so good. They would use the spaghetti sauce. They would do like spaghetti feeds before like homecoming and stuff, and they just use the regular school lunch spaghetti sauce because it was so good.
Our spaghetti was like so really good. Thick and like overboiled.
Oh, I'm sure it was overboiled, but I loved it.
But it was just like,
oh,
all,
I loved
like,
it. Alright, we are going to pause for a paid advertisement. Thank you for allowing us to have advertisers, and we will be
back.
We
appreciate your advertising dollarage.
In a world where things drip from the ceiling.
Wow, we just moved into this house, but all these pipes seem so leaky.
In a world where water drips from the ceiling.
Honey, why are these pipes still dripping? I can't make them stop. All of these towels.
Drip. Drip. In a world where the dripping doesn't... Like, you can put duct tape on the pipes, but it doesn't... But it doesn't stop the dripping, because it comes from somewhere else.
We're running out of money from all this duct tape on our pipes. I can't afford any more. We've bought out all the local stores.
Dun, dun, dun. Out of money, because the drip... The drip coming to theaters probably.
Okay, thank you so much for our sponsor.
Thank you for allowing us to have a paid advertisement. It does keep our lights on. We had our second paid sponsorship this week, so we do appreciate that. Any more sponsorships you would like to give us, if you know us in person, you can throw us a couple bucks. If you are not anywhere near us, we have a PayPal donation button at
ahapodcast.com. You can hit the us.
Yeah. It just goes through PayPal.
We have
a snack. You don't have to pay any fees. Maybe you pay the fees.
We have a snack.
No, I don't think there's any fees on donations for you.
No, there's no fees.
We pay
donations.
Fees.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
So our snack is coconut milk flavor.
Oh, why would you get that?
Rice crackers.
I hate coconut.
But you like coconut milk flavor.
I think it just tastes like coconut. Well, maybe you'll like these.
Maybe.
They look like they should be cookies or like,
I hope they don't taste a little bit exactly like mold.
Like soft cakes, but they're crackers.
They're crackers. They're sweet, sweet crackers.
They are the same shape as the Nutter Butter.
So this, do you want to know what's in them?
Yeah.
Ingredient one, rice.
Yep.
Rice bran oil.
Yep.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Modified tapioca starch.
Okay.
Coconut milk.
All right.
Salt, flavor enhancer, monosodium glutamate.
Also MSG.
Disodium guaiolinate.
Jeez.
Disodium inosinate.
I think you can stop with the stuff we don't know how to pronounce.
Paprika color.
Paprika. All right. They come individually wrapped, two a package.
I think these are Chinese.
To put in a bento box or something. They look like Chinese.
Importers.
Bin is the
Biskut Beras Rasa Kalapa. Thailand.
Okay.
It's Thai food. How do you
That's
feel?
That's a weird flavor.
How do you feel about it?
It's coconut and salt and something else. The texture is, I mean, it's like rice. It kind of tastes like a rice cake. It's not the texture of a rice cake. You don't like them? Your face is like you don't like them, but...
It's like salty coconut
sugar. I'm going to let it sit on my tongue for a second, because the flavor's only on the outside. The inside just tastes like rice cake.
That's very strange.
It's super weird.
It's crispy.
It's salty coconut, but then they put MSG on it, so it's got a new mommy on it, too. I don't hate it, but it's weird.
What?
It's
really
weird.
Sorry, we...
It's like, what's
you accidentally stopped the podcast, and now it's on a new
thing.
Track.
Yeah, I don't think I want to eat this anymore.
I'll eat mine. I actually like them, so I will eat these.
I've dropped some magic cards on
But it's definitely weird.
It's like a salty, sweet coconut.
Everything's fine. Nothing's
wrong
with
me. Salty, sweet coconut meat.
Yeah.
Don't open your magic cards. There you have it. That was awesome.
I'm for it. I'm for it.
Okay, do it. All right, I'll be right back.
Doing it. Where you going?
I'm going to get your shop kid.
No, you get my Shopkin. We got, what, three left? Two left?
3 weeks of Shopkin.
Couldn't get the plastic.
3 weeks of Shopkin.
Donated my excess Shopkins to a little girl the other day.
Shopkins are no good at all.
Yeah.
She really enjoyed it. It was
allegedly.
Her, like, I don't know, like, fifth
birthday
or something.
Yeah, she was real cute.
She was
so
cute, and she was real happy about her Shopkins, and she loved them, and her mom sent me a message on Facebook 2 days later, like, hey,
you've thrown some cards around.
She loved them, and I was like, you're welcome. Those were my extras. Except the macaroon. I had to make Adam get a new... Because we're using Shopkins as our miniatures for
not me. I'm an avocado.
For our game. You're an avocado. I had to make other Adam get a new one because I gave away their macaroon. I don't really remember why I gave away the macaroon, but I did.
Because it was the third season.
Oh, yeah, because it was season 3, and I decided to just purge myself of season 3 stuff. Yeah. Except I think that sparkly boot might be season 3.
Doesn't
no,
matter.
It's this one.
It's sparkly. You can keep it.
Oh, my God. We have another Fasta Pasta. Another one.
Surprise.
Another blue Fasta Pasta.
Let me throw away your garbage
Super,
for
no,
you.
Wait. There's slightly more garbage coming. Another blue Fasta Pasta. Kind of wish I would have opened that before I gave shit away to that little girl. And we have another iron. Though this time
it's
a pink
red,
and gold one.
Pink and gold iron.
We have one of those already. So these are both duplicates.
Do you want to open a different one? To feel
I mean,
better about it? I'll go
at
get
this
it.
Point, we're going to run out of the segment. So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to run out eventually. I'll get you another one. I'm going to open all three of them.
You just want to open the rest
we'll
of them?
Make it a mega
well, if we were going to do that, we should have just given them away to those little girl.
Whatever. You can give her more.
Oh, God. Guys, this is the end of the Shopkins. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to come up with a new segment next week.
Yeah. And this will be my last magic card opening because I only have three left for draft.
Yeah, that's true. And you do have to. Well
just,
you might win some more.
We'll
so.
Retire this segment. Until...
Retire this segment. Guys, we're going to have to come up with a new segment. If you have a new segment idea that you would like us to do a segment, please let us know. We'll toy around with some ideas. We'll figure something out.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we'll do some sort of like a quiz thing or like a... Like they have this set of questions that you're supposed to like stare into somebody's eyes for an hour and then like ask them these questions. Maybe we'll do like some fancy
We're gonna
questions.
Just stare at each other in the eyes for an hour.
Maybe we'll do some would you rathers.
Would that be before? Oh, would you rather
have a donut or a peach? This
would you
is
have a donut or a peach.
This is an onion.
Ooh, an orange,
orange
onion.
Onion.
Oh, I like
don't
him.
Know if we have that one already, but
I like him. I
we do
open
have
one.
The green
I get to
one.
Open one.
Oh, you get to open one. No. You get to open this one.
Okay.
Other Adam is now using, I think he's using the onion for his character.
No, he's using peppermint.
Oh, right.
Oh, boy.
Oh, what is that?
It's a mop and a bucket.
What? See, I should let you open all of these.
Yeah, I know, but you won't.
It's a mop and a bucket. This is a new one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, now I have to look up what his name is.
All right, do you want me to open up the other ones?
No, you don't get to open up the other ones. You know why? Because it doesn't actually change what's in them.
Yeah, but it does.
It doesn't, though.
Yeah.
I know that... It doesn't. These crackers are good.
No. You can have all... You can take them to work with you and have them as a snack. Because they are actually gross.
They're not gross. All right. Mop in a bucket. Your name is Molly Mops. Because they're terrible at names.
Yeah, yes, they are.
Molly Mops. All right, last Shopkin. Unless you're going to send me more Shopkins.
Season 2 only.
I would not discourage this behavior if you wanted to do it. But yeah, season 2, they're the ones with the pink baskets, not the purple glittery ones.
Or season 1.
Or season 1. I've never seen a season 1. I think they're kind of hard to come by.
Probably.
All right.
It's like this, the first first Garbage Pail Kids.
Are they tough to come by?
Yeah, I had the whole...
Nobody cared about them at that point,
yeah,
right?
I had the series 2, the whole series 2.
Series 2, but not series 1. Was it cards or what was Garbage Pail Kids?
Yeah, they were cards.
Know. Okay, it was just all cards.
But there's two versions of each one. They had different names.
Get another cauliflower?
Yeah, because you won't let me open it.
No, I won't let you open it. You know why? Because it doesn't change
no,
anything.
No, it does. It would have.
It doesn't change anything.
It would have been different.
It's not going to change anything.
Yeah, would have been different, depending on who opened
Wouldn't
it.
Wouldn't have done anything at all. This is a repeat, too, I think. All right. I think I know what this is. Come on, open up! Open up! Open up! Open the fuck up! Yeah, there's, that's what I thought it was.
Scissors.
And another kettle.
Yep.
I think I gave one of these away to a little girl.
Yeah, repeats.
All right, well, I got 5 more Shopkins to give away to a little girl.
No, I want the onion. I like the
onion. Oh, you like the
onion?
I thought we had an orange onion, but...
All right, I'm going to open up this pack of Magikars. I'm just going to look at the rare. All
right. No, I want to look at it.
All right, you describe the rare to me, but
I'll describe it to you, but I'm not going to describe it to you in any way you would ever describe
okay,
a
describe
magic
the
card.
Art.
I'm going to describe the art. All right, it's a humanoid with hair, some things coming out of their head, in some trees, and there's water coming off the trees. Looks like there's another humanoid in the tree behind them. A few of them, actually, up in the tree behind them. This humanoid is holding a bow, an arrow.
Is it Dwynan?
It is Dwynan Giltleaf Dane.
Yeah. She's Elf Lord.
She is an Elf Lord. Well, she's an Elf Warrior, but...
Well, she's a Lord of the Elves.
There you go. See, we will also do the...
Okay, you could... Yeah, she's badass.
We will also do the uncommons, because nobody cares about the commons.
Right. Okay. Describe the art. This is more fun than any other one.
Describe the art. We have some sort of skeleton thing inside a cage, and like a girl behind him dancing.
A skeleton thing in a cage.
Yep, and a girl behind him dancing. Can't really tell the setting. There's some tree-looking tendrilled things around the border, but it's kind of foggy otherwise.
What plane is it on?
Innistrad.
Oh.
There's a skeleton in a cage. Might not be a skeleton. Might be like a ghoul or a zombie. I can see his rib cage, though. But that just might mean that he has tight skin. Tight.
Is it black?
Yeah.
No. Give me another hint.
The girl's eyes are kind of bluish. She looks like this. She's doing this. Like, standing on one foot. That's really all this is. Like, that's all there is. There's a skeleton zombie in a cage.
Oh, is it Liliana? No.
No.
Is it a 5-mana sorcery?
No.
Okay. I don't know what it is.
On Innistrad, Liliana embraced necromancy, honing her powers by practicing on scores of undead and sometimes the living. Does that help? That's the flavor text.
It doesn't cost 5 mana?
It costs 5 mana. It's not a sorcery.
It's not a sorcery. Is it an instant?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Cruel Revival.
It is Cruel Revival. That's really cool art. I like that art a lot.
I never looked at that. This is old art. Oh, yeah, that's a zombie in a cage.
I told you, there's nothing else about that art I could have described to you.
Yeah, okay, Cruel Revival. There it is.
All right, this one has a dude, and there's a bright light in front of him, and then there's a big old thing with claws and a head and some wings on the other side of it.
Clash of Wills.
Yes.
It's Jace and Alhambra.
I know who it is. I know who it is. I was trying to be vague, but it didn't work because I don't know how else to describe that.
Okay.
All right, this one, there's like a lady standing, and then like somewhat behind her, like a dude, and then like behind them, like a dude, and then there's like a big pointy building, like way in the back.
Okay, could you say that one more time?
Yeah, there's a woman standing, and somewhat behind her, a dude, and way behind them, a dude, and a big pointy building in the back.
A big pointy building? Is it on Kaladesh?
I have no idea. Red? No.
Is it blue?
No. I don't know why I'm telling you this. It's cheating. All right, the lady in the front is holding like a, looks like a staff. And she's got like armor on. And like there's like a gold necklace. She's got like a couple gold necklaces. And like a white going over her boobs. Like the part there is white, but underneath her arms, like her armpits are green.
What is she, what position, what stance is she?
She's like this.
Is it a war oracle?
No. And then the dude somewhat behind her has a staff, but it's like down to his side. He's looking behind him. And then the dude in the back's going like this with a staff in his hand. And then there's a big, tall, pointy building. They're along a path, like in a forest.
Is there a flavor text?
Nope. It's card number 203.
So it's green.
Mm-hmm. I thought the forest part would give that away.
Are they on a tree branch?
No. They're standing on the ground in a path through the forest. It's partly cloudy. Maybe mostly sunny. Tough to tell.
Is it a creature card?
Yeah.
Is it Dwynin's Elite?
Nope.
Oh. Is it an elf?
No.
No, it's not an elf. Oh, Conclave Naturalists.
Nope.
No. Damn it. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I'm stumped.
It is a human monk creature.
Human monk, and it's green.
Mm-hmm. With renown too.
Oh, Valoran Wardens.
Valoran Wardens. I described the art accurately.
A lady with a stick and another guy in a pointy building.
I told
that's
you.
That's Bant. That's the obelisk of Bant.
Oh, it's Bant. See, I wouldn't know that.
I knew it was Bant because of the gold
jewelry.
Is
that old art, too?
No.
Oh.
But on their tender...
I told you about the gold jewelry. I even told you
no,
about
it. No,
I
know,
it. I know. I even told you.
I never
I
saw
even
the other
it,
people.
I mentioned it, and I wasn't going to mention it.
I only ever
it.
Saw...
Oh, yeah, there's
I didn't
dudes
see
in
the
background.
People. I didn't look
the I guess
that
I
could
have told you that she was off to the side of the art. That might have helped.
Like the first third.
Yeah. Well, all right. That was kind of a bust.
I got 3 out of 4.
I got a mop bucket. He looks like... angry. He's like angry mop. He's the angriest mop.
Let me see. I think it's a girl.
She's the angriest mop.
I think she's
angry. She's real angry.
She's like, I got dirt in me.
Uh-huh. Mop's a good thing to be, right?
All
right.
I think that's
it. We have any other... We did our paid advertisement. We did our top 3. We did some trivia.
We had a snack.
You have a new job as a locksmith.
We gave our news.
We gave our news.
We watched
You're
Rick
still
and Morty.
Sick. Oh my god, we watched Rick and Morty. If you haven't watched Rick and Morty yet, I was like,
Tiny excited Rick!
About it. Like, you should just watch it. You're missing so much if you're not watching this show.
And then it's only 24 minutes a week, but we need more.
Yeah, it's like the best show ever made.
I watched all of Mr. Robot again.
Again? You've watched it like 3 times now. You just keep watching it. You can't stop.
And then I watched 3 episodes of 6 Feet Under, even though you didn't want me to.
I have pretty much forbid you from watching that show.
I think I was in a different mindset the last time I watched it.
You went into like a deep depression
I was in a funk
after you watched that.
That show is sad as shit.
I know, that's what I'm trying to tell you not to watch it.
It's a good
not
show.
Not working.
Though. All right, goodbye, everyone.
All right, okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.